all the year-end savings at Edwards Auto Sales on Blue Ridge Drive in Walhalla.
Wake up.
The Mickey Plyler Show.
On 105.5 The Roar.
Well, butter my butt and call me a biscuit.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
There ain't no grave can hold my body down. There ain't no grave can hold my body down.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. That's one of my favorites right there, man. Got a little Johnny Cash getting it ready for it. I hope everybody had a great Christmas. And we talked an awful lot about giving and the Christmas spirit and the Christmas season. And on location, Hannah came to me and said, hey, the day after Christmas, we got a remote. And I went, well, great. We'll be back in town. And so I'm looking forward to it. And she set us up here at the Blood Connection over in Easley at 5116 Calhoun Memorial Highway. Highway 123 is what we call it. And these guys and girls have been awesome to us so far. And Tara joins us now.
Hey.
Good morning, Tara. How you doing?
Good morning. I'm doing well. Thank you.
Great. Congratulations on what I understand is a really good 2018. And 2019 should be, I think, probably huge around here. I know you guys are hoping for that.
We are. Great. Always looking forward to a new year, and we're excited, and good things are happening, and it wouldn't be possible without our amazing community, and so we're just very thankful.
Awesome. Tell us about the Blood Connection. What all do you guys do?
Well, we are your local community blood bank, so all of our donations are volunteer donors who come in either to one of our centers, or, you know, we have our blood vessels that go around the community and go to on location for places, different businesses, organizations, as well as to help us out in any community that we are in. We are servicing that hospital. So whenever you come out and donate, you're giving back and helping your neighbor.
Yeah. I love that idea in that you give locally.
Yes.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I see some great national, international charities out there.
For sure.
But you guys are making a difference here.
That's right. That's right. This is our community. And, you know, we've been in the Easley community. This facility is brand new. We just moved in here this year. So we are, you know, just right up the road from our old center where we were there for years. And it's a great community out here in, you know, Easley, Pickens, Powdersville. So we enjoy it. It's a nice facility. Y'all come by.
All right. And they'll do that. And we'll have people come in, I'm sure, now more often. There's always a need. Holidays, there's a need. People I saw a bad traffic accident yesterday. And I thought, man, you know what? I hope those people are going to be okay and all that kind of stuff. But it's a bad time of year to think about it. But there's a huge need here still.
There's always a need. And actually, this time of the year is always a difficult time for us in general, simply because, especially around the holidays, not to mention just this time of the year, people are sick. It's very common for people to not feel well, be on an antibiotic and fighting a cold and things like that. And then also just the hustle and bustle of the holiday times, as well as, you know, your work life and your family life. So it is, you know, definitely difficult for us. And that's why, you know, we're just very appreciative to those who willingly come out. You know, it takes about an hour of your time to come out here, where we'll ask you some series of questions, give you a mini physical. So we'll give you a little checkup on that information and then donate, and which takes about 5 to 10 minutes on average, about 8 to 10 minutes. We can't let you bleed more than 15, and ask you to have some snacks and a drink, a refresh, and then go back into your regular daily plan.
Get you in, get you out, and take care of that for sure. There are people, there are awesome people. I know some people. I don't do this enough. I do it once a year. I need to do more than that.
For sure, you do.
How often can we give?
You can give every 2 months. Okay. The FDA regulates that. You can donate whole blood every 56 days. So, you can give as frequently as every 2 months. Sometimes people aren't able to give that frequently, simply because a lot of times, especially for women, our iron will run low. So like for myself, I can't donate but like every 3 to 4 months. But we check that every time. That's one of the processes for the mini physical, where we'll check your hemoglobin, your blood pressure, your temperature, and make sure those are all in the regulated levels to make sure that you have a safe donation.
All right. People can make appointments?
They can. You can go online to our website, thebloodconnection.org. We have a app, TBC Now, or you can give us a call, or you can just stop by. You don't necessarily have to make an appointment, but if you would like to do that, there you do have that accessibility. But also just stop on by. We're open until 7 o'clock. We just opened our doors. We've got some 3 donors already, so I'm excited to see that and have y'all here. So it's a fun, exciting day.
One of the things we talk about on my show all the time now, as I get older and about to become a parent, is that people are busy, but
yes, they are.
You make it easy.
We do.
Because you're open on the weekends?
We're open on the weekends, as well as on our website, you can go ahead and have your questions done. Like, if you know you're going to come out today and you're going to stop by after work or on your lunch break, if you want to, you can go to our website and click on the icon that says TBC Express, and you can go ahead and answer your questions, which is just a series of questions, yes, no, and then that way, whenever you come in here, you just scan at the end when you get done. It gives you a barcode, and our phlebotomist will just scan that, and that'll bring it up. And so that cuts out, you know, about 10 or 15 minutes in that questionnaire part. So we try to make it as convenient and easy as possible.
Well, and see what you have for me over there is you got these very comfortable chairs.
Yes.
Because I can give blood.
Yes.
I just can't watch you stick that javelin in my arm. Y'all don't have javelins
too.
Here, though. Y'all have the tiniest little needles I've ever seen. These are
the
great.
The worst part is the finger prick. The worst part is the finger prick. Like anything in life, a lot of this is mental.
Yeah.
So if you just kind of bring yourself into a good space and try to think about those patients, you know, I always talk about the children who are battling cancer and going through treatments. It's not easy to talk about, but that is a reality. Yeah. And that's what we do. That's what our blood donors do. These three donors that just came in, I'm pretty sure are platelet donors. And the platelets is an apheresis donation that we can only do in our centers. But majority of our platelet donors, that product is going to help those cancer patients through that. So I just try to think about that type of situation where somebody who was given a life circumstance and they didn't, you know, and you just have to overcome things like anything in life. We just kind of, and then breathe. I mean, of course, there are people that cannot donate blood. Like, if you go to the doctor's office and you pass out, you fall out, we don't want you to donate.
These chairs are comfortable. You can do that. And it
they're very
hurt.
Comfortable. But some people just physically just cannot donate blood. And that is totally understandable. And we totally recognize that. And that's why it's always kind of a struggle, too. We're always needing donors, first-time donors, younger donors, to help out and kind of replenish back and become lifetime donors. Majority of the people who haven't donated, it's just the fear of the unknown. And then whenever they come through these doors or on a bus and they donate, 98% of them are like, oh my goodness, I don't know why I was freaking out.
I know. It's nowhere near as bad as anxiety like anything else in life.
We work ourselves up like anything. So if you've never donated before, I highly recommend that you at least give it one try. And see how it goes, and hopefully you have a great experience and you become a lifetime donor, because the patients are in need. We can't scientifically make it. Blood that helps our patients is voluntarily donated.
I'll tell you this, as a consumer, one of the things that, like, for me, I know that the Clemson South Carolina Blood Drive, that's the time to give. And it's a mobile unit, so it's on campus, so I know those kind of things. But the great thing about what you guys do here is, like, how many people pass by here all day, every day?
Right.
So you make it, so it's a reminder. So when you see your new sign out here, the sign looks great.
It does.
You see the new sign, you see it. It's just a reminder that, you know what, I need to go by, then you stop by there after work, or stop by at lunch, or stop by and do those things.
So. That's what we hope, and that's what we want. It's not always the case. So that's why, you know, we're glad to have you here, so that your listeners maybe will hear this message and you know, it kind of touch home to them and them make, you know, the time to stop by and to come by and donate.
It'd be a great lunchtime.
Yeah. And we're going to have today, we're going to have some special foods. Our center relations, Monty out here, she did really well going around to different community restaurants, and they've donated some food. So lunchtime, we're going to have some fun food, because we know this time of the year, the day after Christmas, it's just a difficult time, but hopefully a lot of people might be off work doing some returns. We are just right across the street from Hamrick's.
Over this is a lot better than doing returns. It's a lot less painful than
better.
The returns.
Exactly. So while someone else in your family who can't donate blood is doing a return, have them drop you off here.
I like that idea. I knew almost every answer to those questions I asked you. One thing I don't know is about the mobile units.
Yes.
How can you find out where they're going to be? Can you request them for businesses?
Yes,
can you request
them?
How does that work?
It wouldn't be possible without us having our amazing sponsors and requesting us to come out to locations. But you can find a mobile drive on our website, thebloodconnection.org. We do list all of our blood drives that are mobile units where the community can be engaged and come out. And then also there is on our website a place where you can request to be contacted if you're interested in having us out at an event, a church, a business, a school, anything. We definitely think outside the box, and we bring that blood vessel up to all kinds of places. So if you're listening this, hearing this, and you think that we could come out and participate with you in something, please get in touch with us, thebloodconnection.org.
The other thing I don't know is, what's too young? How soon can we start giving?
Yeah, so to donate, you have to be at least 16 years old. 16-year-olds do have to have a signed parental consent. You can find that on our website as well, or on location when you come out. You do not, if you download the 16-year-old consent form and have your parents sign it before, that's fine. They don't physically have to be with you. But for your first time, if you've never donated at 16, you do have to have that signed consent form. Otherwise, 17 without, so 17 and older, at least 110 pounds. Make sure you're feeling healthy and well, meaning you're not on an antibiotic. A lot of common things people think that they can't donate because of blood pressure, anxiety, just some daily regimen pill, you know, medications and things like that, where it is okay. Again, if you have any questions, you can feel free to give us a call or stop by. We would love to have you. But for the most part, as long as you're feeling healthy and well, you're good to go. And then you do just have to have a photo ID as well.
I didn't ask anything you didn't know. You knew everything.
Oh, well, I try.
What's the circumference of the earth?
Oh, gosh.
You don't know that one?
I don't know that, but my name means the earth.
Oh, so it does? Okay. All right. I misspelled your name on there, by the way.
Oh, it's okay.
But so that's one I stumped you on.
Anyway, you stumped me.
But you do the answers about this Clemson urine test these guys had to get. I'm just kidding. You don't know.
I don't know that at all, but I'm very interested in it. So yeah. I'm glad that I'm getting the behind the scenes scoop on that.
I wish I had answers that you have through all this. Websites, phone numbers, apps. Yep. I didn't know about the app too, but you mentioned that.
Yeah, TBC Now. So there's, we do have an app where you can look up and find locations, our centers, as well as other locations. And it has a direct link to our website as well.
And the website is?
Thebloodconnection.org.
Okay. And you guys are here till 7 o'clock today, yes. 7 days a week. The website's great. And of all the giving that we do, you can't beat the idea that you're going to come out
right.
and give.
Right, the gift of life. Life. I mean, you can't put a price on it. You can't. I mean, it's.
Yeah.
They will never know your name, but the gift that you gave them, you know, is forever grateful. I've seen it. I've been here for 12 years, so I've personally seen it where people, you know, an 11-year-old boy is receiving a product to help him with a sickle cell disease. I've been on drives where people have came on the bus just to thank us, which is very humbling and rewarding. So, you know, you are appreciated. It's something that it's a great thing to do. And then also, you know, I mean, this is a time where we're reflecting on ourselves and what we're going to do and things we're going to change and how this new year is going to be a better year. So what better way?
Resolution.
Exactly.
All right. So I'm going to give more often.
Yes.
For sure. No doubt about that. That's
maybe
really
we'll
cool.
get you today.
We'll do it. I'll do it. I'm in. All right. I'm all in. Now, I don't know if I gave this November or not, but that's more than 2 months, right?
No. You might. If you gave.
I didn't give in November. I did not give.
Okay.
I did not give. So
okay.
I'm in.
All right. You hear
it. The small, tiny needles for me, though. The extra small ones.
The small ones are the ones that hurt. Just don't look. Just look away.
I'm good. All right, I'm giving.
Just look away.
All right, I'm giving. So our listeners will come on and give, too.
Yes, please.
So we can
come
do that
by.
For sure. That's awesome. Mm-hmm. Tara, thanks for having us.
Thank you.
And
thanks
you guys,
for being here.
Again, theblackconnects.org. Do that for sure. That's awesome stuff. Thanks for coming by.
Yes, thank
for sure.
you.
Good to see you for
thanks.
Sure. John Height, let's do this. Let me get Joe and Charlotte. John, I'm challenging you, by the way. I'm challenging all of our listeners. I'm going to give today. And you need to give today as well. So come by here. You don't have anything to do. What time do you get off today, John?
7 p.m. I'm going to be doing a little road rage today.
Okay, so between now and 7, what do you do?
Staying away from needles. I don't do needles.
No, it's easy. It's easy, man. I've done this not too many times, but I've done it. It's easy, man. You can do it. Do it for sure. All right, so come by here. We'll do that. Hey, you want to take Joe's phone call first?
Sure.
Let's do this now. Our friend in Charlotte now is with us. Good morning, Joe. Thanks for hanging on, man. I hope you had a Merry Christmas.
Yeah, same to you guys, man. I just want to say I was always told that athletes are a creature of a habit. They normally do the same thing day in and day out. My question is, did these guys do something out the norm that they hadn't been doing all year? Because there's only three guys out of all the guys on the team that had a sliver of this drug in them. And my other question is, when did they test them? Was it after the ACC championship game, or was it before the ACC championship game, and the results shows up the week of the playoff game? That's my only question, because normally guys do the same thing. Like, you drive to work the same way every day. You know, every now and then we may go a different route due to traffic or an accident or something like that. But normally athletes do the same thing every day. They've been playing ball since August. So unless they did something out the norm, this is just a mistake. I don't think they did it on purpose. I just think something happened out the norm that they did that they normally don't do.
I agree with you, Joe. And one of the things that I think, and again, I don't know how many players are randomly tested. You bring a very good question. How many guys were, you know, when are you tested? I would say after the ACC championship game. I would say, because I don't think they spent a ton of time testing guys for the Bad Boy Mowers Gasparilla Bowl. I don't think we spent a lot of time there. I think that the national championships and playoff stuff, I think we test at NCAA championship events probably more. With that said, yeah, that's what it sounds like to me, too, in that these guys either a supplement shake, a supplement something, that they did something, but now all three of them, you know, that's what gets me. Were they at a different place where they had some sort of protein shake somehow, some way? Were they? But it does sound like, Joe, and I agree with you, it sounds like that they unknowingly did something wrong. And you know what happens, Joe, in this world is that these guys that have taken supplements in the past, and you, goodness gracious, you can go to any GNC or whatever and get all kinds of supplements. But I know that they're educated on supplements, on what you can take, what you can't take, but obviously, they took something that they didn't know what they were taking. Or not, I should say, obviously, I don't know how they got it. It was still so many questions to be answered, you know? But I thought you had some great points, I mean, about being a habit, creature of habit.
That's all I want to know. Yeah, I mean, these guys, they've been doing the same thing for 3-4 months now. So, if it's something that they've already been doing and they just got caught and didn't know that it was something they weren't supposed to have in their body, or was it that they did something different this particular time of the year, and it got caught. I mean, we see NFL guys that take supplements that they know that they don't even check with the trainer that's on the list. They're like, well, I didn't know. Well, you got guys that are getting paid to tell you what not to put in your body. Now, they're not professional athletes, but they do have access to great trainers that say, hey, guys, don't take this. Don't take that. You can take this. I mean, it just fumbles my mind of what they actually do out the norm. For three guys.
Yeah.
Three.
Yeah, that number is puzzling a little bit too. How those three? What are the connections of those three? You know, how many did they test? I mean, there's a lot more questions than answers at this point in time. But I think as each day passes between now and Saturday, I think we'll hopefully get more answers. And here's the thing too, Joe, the media day is going on today, and then every player is available tomorrow for the media in the Cotton Bowl. So I'm sure that we will see a lot more information come out in the next 72 hours or so.
And you know, I'm going to say this, and I'm going to take it off the air. I appreciate the honesty of Dabo. He could have covered it up and said some crazy answer to why they're not playing. But he kept it straight with the media, and he believed in this guy. I believe that those guys didn't do nothing to hurt themselves or to hurt their team, especially Dexter Lawrence. He got money riding on the line. So I know he wouldn't have went out there to do anything to jeopardize his status in the draft or anything in his future, because perception is reality out here, unfortunately. You're guilty, you're innocent to proven guilty. So, you know, they're still going to win the championship regardless. Sometimes you have to have a little adversity before the storm. And this is what came up. It could have been Trayvon. It could have been Mullen. It could have been Isaiah Sermon. It'd be the same situation. All those guys are important, regardless. So, you know, next man up. You know, that's basically how it is. They got the ball regardless. Nobody's gonna feel sorry for them.
Well, and we've seen this in the past. We've seen suspensions in the past for bowl games bring teams together. and find ways for these guys to kind of create a us versus them mentality through it all. So who knows? Maybe this is a little better situation for them, and they can find a way to rally behind and play for these guys kind of thing. Who knows? Joe, hey, man, I thought you made great points, and I appreciate it, man. I hope you had a great Christmas, and I hope to talk to you here in the next couple of days.
All right, buddy. Y'all take care, man.
Thank you, Joe. Hopefully, when the next time Joe and I talk, we'll have more answers about this perplexing situation. I have an interesting tweet we'll get to after a short break. Hey, my friends at Carolina Flooring Specialists want to remind you that 2019, your garage floor could look great. My garage floor looks absolutely amazing. CarolinaFlooringSpecialist.com, 404-8158. This is easy to see, easy to do. You can't get more simple than this. You make a phone call, they come by, they measure it, they give you an estimate, and in the end, you're going to absolutely love it. It is our wonderful friends at CarolinaFlooringSpecialist.com. Call them today, 404-8158. Get that high-performance epoxy-based flooring down and let them take care of you with that. Tim Worley said he'd love to make 2019 the year that he comes by your home, your business. All right, we'll take a short break. When we come back, I've got an interesting tweet from a doctor. We'll see what he says about this. And then more phone calls, texts, and tweets. We are at the Blood Connection off of Highway 123 in Easley. I'm going to give blood today. You can, too. I'm challenging our listeners to come out and do this here off of Calhoun Memorial Highway in Easley. A short break. We'll come back for more, much more right after this.
It's bow time at Bojangles. For a limited time, enjoy two made-from-scratch country fried steak biscuits for just $3.50. Bojangles, it's bow time.
Hi, I'm Dabo Sweeney. One of the things that makes me proudest about being the head coach at Clemson is participating in the most exciting 25 seconds of college football, running down the hill after rubbing Howard's Rock. The roar from the crowd is deafening. Even though Howard's Rock is one of Clemson's most prized possessions, most of the time it sits all alone. That's why we depend on Priority One Security's video surveillance to keep Howard's Rock safe and secure.
See us on the web at PriorityOneSecurity.com. That's Priority, the number one, Security.com.
Well, locally owned and operated for 55 years, Clark's Termite and Pest Control was founded by doing one thing, killing bugs. The crawling, flying, biting, digging, burrowing kind of bugs that you don't want in your home or business. Bugs are more active this time of year, and the Clark's is here to help you get rid of them. Clark's work is guaranteed, and they offer many different services to help fit your needs and budget. Visit clarkspest.com or call 864-233-BUGS. Again, that's clarkspest.com, 864-233-BUGS.
Discover the performance and excitement of driving a Maserati Ghibli. Experience the powerful twin turbocharged V6 engine, 8-speed automatic and available Q4 intelligent all-wheel drive, unmatched Italian style. The 2018 Ghibli is the opposite of ordinary. Now you can lease a 2018 Ghibli for just $759 per month for 36 months. Maserati Greenville, located at 1450 Lawrence Road, or go online at MaseratiGreenville.com or speak with them at 255-3953.
Looking for delicious and innovative food in downtown Clemson? The Blue Heron Restaurant and Sushi Bar is the answer. Fresh house-cut steaks and seafood and free-range poultry are just a few of the menu items that define the Blue Heron. And specials like Thursday's Burger and a Brew. Any one of our delicious burgers and domestic beer for $10. The finest steaks and fresh seafood at the Blue Heron, College Avenue, Clemson. Visit our website at blueheronfood.com.
Bring your own tools, pull your own parts, and save big. This Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday at LKQ Pick Your Part. Save 40% on every part on the lot. Pull it off and save. 4 huge days of saving. At LKQ Pick Your Part, you can always find fresh new inventory for your car or truck. Visit LKQ Pick Your Part today and find the part you need. And this Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, save an additional 40% on every part you pull. Log on to LKQPickYourPart.com for a location near you.
Hey guys, if she wanted an engagement truck, you'd be all over it. Or a shotgun, or a Yeti cooler. But a diamond? Why in the world does it need to be a diamond? What does it do for anyone? Well, for her, it does quite a bit. It's a daily reminder of the fact that you see and respect the real her, that she's more to you than just another girl. It's a symbol of trust and caring, of a belief that the two of you are meant for each other. Diamonds are the chosen symbol because they last forever. It's the only thing you can give to her that she can wear every day, and it will still look as good in 50 years as it did the day you gave it to her. So if it's that time for you to show someone special how much she means to you, I'd like to invite you to Scores Jewelers in Anderson. At Scores, our goal is simply to offer guidance and expertise to help you find the right diamond and the right ring. What we won't offer is pressure. We believe strongly in taking care of people and making friends, because friends come back and we'd like to see you again. Our new building isn't quite ready yet, so you can still find us between Old Navy and Pier 1 in Anderson, or online at scoresdiamondjewelers.com. I'm William Nichols, and I want to be your jeweler.
All the sports from last night and everything you need going into today.
Coming through loud and clear.
It's the Mickey Flyler Show. Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us here on day after Christmas, Boxing Day over in England today. So we get a little EPL day, get a little soccer out there today, a little footy. Looking forward to that. Hey, our friends here at the Blood Connection, I want to remind you they have locations in Greenville and Greenwood, in Seneca, in Spartanburg, and in Easley. We're at the Easley location, challenging our listeners to come by and give the greatest gift that you'll give in this holiday season. So come by the Blood Connection to find out more, thebloodconnection.org. And they're here 7 days a week. And, man, they'd love to love for you to come by and do that. Platelet hours, they can do that as well. And blood or platelets, they'd love for you to help out. And those in need, no doubt about that. John, I do want to tell you about Roto-Rooter as well. Roto-Rooter, get in touch with them, 1-800-ROTO-ROOTER. Or actually, rotorooter.com is the easiest one. You put it in your phone, and that's going to give you everything you need at Roto-Rooter. RotoRooter.com, proudly owned and operated by proud Clemson alumni in Western North Carolina and the upstate of South Carolina. Things go wrong in this time of year. And one of the things that is different about this time of year is that you've got company coming over, you're cooking things that you don't normally cook, or you know, chicken skin or turkey skin or something like that headed down the disposal. Some things mess up. Somebody's going to flush something that they shouldn't flush, and Roto-Rooter is going to be called. They know this from the research. It's over and over and over, historically, time and time again. Their busiest time of year. It's Roto-Rooter, rotorooter.com, 24/7. They don't care. They're going to come by and take care of you. We are talking about the suspension of three Clemson players for the upcoming Cotton Bowl. And, John, I want to get to a tweet here in a second, but in reading Larry Williams' article, I was reminded this is something that I remember reading the first time, didn't write it down, but just during the break, just going over more material about this. And this is interesting to me. I want to hear what you make of this. Okay. You ready?
Yeah.
Larry Williams, TigerIllustrated.com, says, quote, according to a source, it took considerable wrangling with the NCAA to sign off on the players making the trip. The basis was the remaining uncertainty surrounding the B sample. Clemson pushed for all three to make the trip so they could be a part of the team amid the festivities during the run-up to the game. Now, he goes on to say that we're also told the staff is preparing for all three not to play. All three will be present and dressed for practice at the practice of the day, but not a lot of reps going to those guys. John, does it mean anything to you that they fought for these guys, wrangled with the NCAA to let them travel for the trip?
Absolutely, absolutely. I think it goes to prove even more of how strongly Dabo feels that this was such a rare situation, or just such a sliver, a trace of it in their sample, that, you know, I go back to 2015 again. You know, Dabo wasn't adamant about Deion Kane being down there for the festivities.
Right.
You know, he wasn't, you know, jumping through hoops to make sure that he got to, you know, get his bowl package and all that stuff. The fact that he was that adamant to have them down there, and that they, you know, you said jump through hoops to make it happen, I think goes to, you know, defend them even a little more.
I would agree with that.
Why would you jump through the hoops if...
Right.
One, you didn't think they were going to play, but two, if you knew emphatically that they were guilty and did something they weren't supposed to do.
Dabo told reporters, here's a quote, and I want to get your reaction to this. Here's a quote from the first time he talked about it after practice, in the first practice down in Dallas. And he says, quote, they have no clue how it got in their systems. This could have been from hair products, cream, protein, a product you buy online, and you think that it's nothing wrong with it. It could be something in a drink. 40 or so athletes over the last year have had to deal with the same thing, and several were vindicated. That's a Dabo quote. Now, someone sent me, actually Josh Williams sent me something saying that he had read somewhere that 40 players tested positive for it and 38 were vindicated. If that's the case, then we've got some testing issues.
Right.
And I don't know that is the case. But I want to get your thoughts on that quote from Dabo. And again, saying, I'm not sure how they got in their, they don't know how they got in their system. Could have been from hair products, cream, protein, product you buy online. You think nothing's wrong with it. It could be something in a drink. He also goes on to say that these three great young men, I believe in them. I believe without a doubt they've not done anything intentionally wrong to jeopardize the opportunity for this team. I believe that, John. What do you make of Dabo's comments there?
Oh, absolutely. You know, kind of like I said earlier, you know, I don't perceive Dabo Swinney to be a liar, to lie to us often, if ever at all. You know, and the fact that he, you know, the more quotes that you're reading, the more he's almost doubling down on his belief in these guys. And I just feel like someone in his position, and you know, with the game coming up this weekend, that you wouldn't be that emphatically defending these guys if you believed that, you know, they truly did something wrong, and that they did something wrong knowing that while they were doing it.
Right. The players have, I think I'm right, I don't want to misspeak on any of this stuff. I don't know the right terminology for it. I think I'm right with saying that the players have gotten their own legal representation.
Yes, I don't
is
know.
That the way you read that?
Is it theirs or is it through the university? That I wasn't sure about when I read that. But
see, I because I read so stinking much of this, man. I think it's the way I took it, at least in my mind right now, is that the players have obtained legal counsel.
Okay.
If anybody can dispute that or give us different aspects of that, then maybe, you know, I would appreciate that. Larry Williams makes a good point in one of his articles, saying that part of this problem in the sample, in the B sample that these guys have submitted, is that the NCAA was off yesterday, the day before yesterday and today, or yesterday, you know, it's Christmas Eve and Christmas Day.
Right.
And so there's delays in all of that. I don't know, man. This is...
it's bizarre.
It really is bizarre. And you just don't know what happened and why it happened. And I do know that because of today with the media day and tomorrow with every player being available for the media and then Dabo Swinney being available on Friday, I do know that we will have more answers. Right now, there's just much, much more questions than answers.
Right.
But we'll have more answers coming out as early as today, I think, from Dallas, Texas. Things that I think that you and I both know a lot more about is what this will do affecting the game itself. Dexter Lawrence is a tremendous run-stopping defensive tackle. He also is a guy who pushes the pocket. He is a All-American candidate, a first-round draft pick candidate. There is no way that you can say that this won't affect the defense at Clemson. Now, good news is that Albert Huggins is a more than capable replacement.
Absolutely.
The good news is that we think Niles Pinckney is a good player, and we think that Jordan Williams is a good player. I would say that Pinckney was going to play maybe about the same amount of snaps. His stats might go up a little bit as a result, but I think Williams probably gets much more snaps. Huggins obviously gets more snaps. What effect do you think this has on the defense on the field on Saturday if Lawrence does not play?
Obviously, it's a huge loss. He's, you know, one of the, you know, the cornerstones of this defense and one of the best players that we have. Now, that being said, I don't know. Obviously, there will be a drop-off between him and Albert Huggins. But I don't think it's going to be as great as everyone thinks it is. The real question to me is, you know, as much as Clemson likes to rotate bodies and give guys rest and, you know, play a bunch of people, you know, it's the Jordan Williams and the Niles Pinckney, like you said. What will they bring to the table in this game? So I think Albert Huggins has a lot to play for. You know, former Mr. Football here in the state. He's a tremendous athlete. If he would have been at Clemson at any other time point, you know, over the last, you know, 15, 20 years, he would have started for the last 2 or 3 years. You know, he is that good of a football player. I think it's more of the Niles Pinckney, the Jordan Williams, the Xavier Kelly. What do you kind of get from them and how many snaps are they going to play?
Right, right. I you know, Clemson can still win this football game. I don't think this is the death blow for Saturday's game by any stretch.
Yeah, we're not going to call off the game, right? We're still going to play, aren't
we? Yeah.
Yeah. We're just not going to forfeit, right? I just want to make sure that we're going to play this game Saturday. We'll somehow find a way to get 11 on the field.
Touche, buddy. Touche. Very good point. Now, I wanted to mention this, too, before I break, as we were fascinated by the subject. Again, but I'm fascinated by stuff I don't know, and I just don't know anything about this. A chiropractor sends in a tweet. David sends in this tweet. A chiropractor from Greenville. And it's at Mickey Potter says, other than all three being Tigers, when would a senior elite defensive lineman, a second string offensive player, and a freshman tight end have the opportunity to hang out together and dope? He goes, makes no sense. So this is coming from a doctor saying makes no sense. That makes sense. I mean, I think that's a legitimate question. Yeah. What's the common denominator from these three guys? And then when they were together, when they took what they took, how they took.
Other than all three of them being student athletes at Clemson University, I'm not entirely sure. Granted, I don't know any of them personally, so I can't speak to their personal lives and, you know, who they're friends with and who they're not. But yeah, it's tough to figure out. It really is.
Stephen Wright, yeah, I agree with that. Stephen Wright's in on Twitter at Mickey Plotter. According to the USADA, Anti-Dope Association, only illegal products contain osterone, but some dietary supplement makers illegally put them in products, omit osterone from the label inclusion, or use a misleading name when listing.
Interesting.
Now, to me, if I am Braden Galloway and Zach Gila, and I miss a full season of football, or if I'm Dexter Lawrence and I miss a chance to play in the Cotton Bowl National Championship game because of some dietary supplement makers omit the name, label it differently, or a misleading name, then, man, I'm suing the heck out of those people.
It's a good thing they have legal representation.
I mean, that makes a lot of sense. So maybe now, these three guys have gotten together. They know what they took. They thought they're taking something that was okay. Because, you know, John, I know this nutritionalist team at Clemson. I know this sports. I mean, I know this. These strength and conditioning guys, I know they're very, very serious about what they take and what they don't take. And I know they educate these guys all the time. But if these guys are, looking at labels and finding out that it has nothing banned on there, but it's misleading labels, misleading names, then, man, I got a major problem with that. I'm gonna miss a year of football because you didn't include what's on your list. You didn't include what ingredients are in your product.
Oh yeah, that would be. Yeah, I agree with you. I'd be suing the crap out of somebody.
We're not talking about. I want to read a lot of stuff twice to you or make sure that we're clear on this because we're not talking about terms that we're always using here. On the sports show, we talk about third down conversions. We all know what we mean. we talk about 40 speeds or we talk about star ratings, and we all know what that means. But this is Steven who writes in. It says, according to the USADA, the United States Anti-Doping Association, only illegal products contain this osterone. I don't know if I'm saying it right, but osterone. But some dietary supplement makers illegally include them in products, omit the name or omit the name from the label inclusion, or use misleading name when listing them. So they dietary supplement makers illegally put wrong labels on stuff for you.
That's crazy.
To me, that's... I don't know that's what happened.
Right.
But if that is a scenario that we're talking about here, as we, the jury, are looking at this, man, that's got to be just heartbreaking to think that, obviously, these guys, in my mind, these guys didn't know what they were doing, didn't know they were doing anything wrong. And you're going to be punished for that?
It seems.
I don't know, man. And yet, the NCAA is going to let other things, paying athletes hundreds of thousands of dollars, and we're gonna let that slide. And a guy if this is the case in this scenario, a guy takes a supplement that doesn't list anything illegal on it. He's misled by it. We're not gonna let him play in a game. What?
Best of luck trying to figure out the NCAA.
But let me put this very simply for you, John.
All right,
Zion Williamson's dad can ask Kansas basketball officials for cash, for homes, and for future jobs, and he can play. But yet, you take a supplement, and the label is mislabeled illegally, and you can't play?
Don't make a whole lot of sense to me.
I don't know that's what happened.
Right, if we're going based off of what this one tweet is, based off the, you know, the information that he gave.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, we don't know if that to be 100% sure. It's interesting.
Oh, man. I can't get blood now because my blood pressure's so high. I'm getting upset by that.
I'm going to stick with that excuse, too. That's why I can't do it. My blood pressure's just through the roof right now with this.
You can do it, buddy. You can do it. I'm going to talk you into it today. Hey, I want to tell you about my friends at the Patterson Texters. I'm an Easley. Matter of fact, you know what? I am within 2 miles, maybe. Yeah, 2 miles. Yeah. I'm within 2 miles.
So just a driver for you. Just a, you
know, no. Many drivers. No, many drivers. I'm within 2 miles of Patterson Texters, PATTAX.com, PatTax.com. Call them today, 859-8289. Again, 859-8289. Folks, we're within a month of doing your taxes. You want to get the front of the tax line. A lot of you spent way too much money on Christmas. You're going to need that money back for you. All right? And these guys and girls can help you get back more legally, faster. Let them take care of you. There are more tax code changes than any year since 1986. So let these wonderful people take care of you and represent you with all that they make it the best they can make it. It's a Patterson Taxers, PATTAX.com, 859-8289. Call them today. Set your appointment up for January today. We'll take a break. I'm just reading more articles, trying to find out more. I do have other things to talk about, including Clemson, South Carolina basketball, and including another injury for the Tigers for Saturday. We'll get to that after a very short break.
Join Walt Deptula's Road Rage at Twin Peaks this Thursday for some awesome food, drinks, and of course the scenic views. Get sports delivered to you like only Walt can do. And enjoy the cold beer and the HD TVs live this Thursday at Twin Peaks on Woodruff Road.
Having one of those days when nothing seems to go your way? It's never too late to restart your day at Bojangles with our delicious breakfast biscuits served for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Restart your day with two steak biscuits for $3.50. Bojangles, it's bow time.
Hey students, Caitlin here with Tiger Properties to share with you the latest off-campus housing development for fall 2018. Located just 1 mile from campus, TTV is evolving with brand new luxury farmhouse cottages in phase two of Tigertown Village. These charming two-bedroom, two-and-a-half-bathroom cottages will feature spacious open floor plans and rustic farmhouse finishes. Each kitchen has high-end finishes like granite countertops and custom cabinetry. Call Tiger Properties today at 864-654-RENT and schedule a tour or visit ttvfarmhouse.com for more information.
M&L Mobile Home Supplies is the largest retail mobile home parts store in the upstate. They're your source for heat pumps, heating and air replacement parts, doors, tubs, showers, vinyl windows, skirting, decks, water heaters, everything you need. And they'll install vapor barriers, insulated floors, ductwork, and heat pumps. For 32 years, the staff at M&L Mobile Home Supplies has served the upstate's mobile home needs. M&L Mobile Home Supplies, 1128 Bypass in Anderson, or online at mnlsupply.com.
Hi, this is Coach Dabo Sweeney. You know, when it comes to buying or servicing a vehicle, I always choose Toyota of Easley for their great selection, affordable prices, and outstanding customer service. Toyota of Easley is a family-owned business, and in all the years I've been a customer, I've always been treated like family. I encourage you to visit Toyota of Easley if you're looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle or in need of service. Toyota of Easley is all in, and their name means a great deal.
Another year has come and gone, and if you are ready to ring in the new year with a new look, Urban Nirvana is the place to be. Their professional stylists can give you a look that makes you feel your best, and when you feel your best, you can tackle anything. The spa is the place to start your new year off with a kind of refreshing, relaxing rejuvenation that can change your outlook. Get ready for the new year with Urban Nirvana. Two locations, MacBee Station and the Shops at Greenridge, or online at urbannirvana.com.
Booking your flight to see the Tigers play this weekend? Before you leave home, make sure your ID will fly by switching to a real ID with the correct documentation at any SC DMV branch. Visit scdmvonline.com for a complete list of what's needed to purchase your real ID today and see if you're eligible to buy yours from the comfort of home. Again, that's scdmvonline.com and search Real ID. Don't delay. Buy your real ID today.
Have you noticed the construction next to Hendrick Honda Easley? That's because they're expanding. Thanks to their amazing family of clients, the demand for Hondas continues to increase. They have the make, model, and color you want. Always in stock and ready to test drive for our customers. The 2019 Hondas are arriving. Experience the world-class difference at Hendrick Honda Easley. Check out their vast inventory at ilovehendrickhondaeasley.com. That's ilovehendrickhondaeasley.com.
Bring your own tools, pull your own parts, and save big. This Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday at LKQ Pick Your Part. Save 40% on every part on the lot. Pull it off and save. 4 huge days of saving. At LKQ Pick Your Part, you can always find fresh new inventory for your car or truck. Visit LKQ Pick Your Part today and find the part you need. And this Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, save an additional 40% on every part you pull. Log on to LKQPickYourPart.com for a location near you.
All the sports from last night and everything you need going into the day.
Coming through loud and clear.
It's the Mickey Flyler Show. Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Well, I got a woman way over town. That's good to me. Oh, yeah. Say, I got a woman way over town.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us here on a Wednesday. The 26th of December, we've got a lot of things going on. We're at the Blood Connection over in Easley, and man, we're going to give some blood today. I challenge all of our listeners to come by at some point in time today, the next couple of days, and give blood as well. Of all the greatest gifts you've given during this holiday season, boy, the gift of life might be the best you can do. So stop by any of the upstate locations for the Blood Connection, including the one we're at here till 9 o'clock today, the Easley location. Hey, John, I do want to tell you about our friends at over at Prime Lending and PrimeLendingSC.com. Mark Hawkins, his amazing team can help you at Prime Lending. What we're talking about here is giving you an awesome loan, an awesome mortgage, for refinancing your home, for new home buyers, or for the idea that we can have renovations to our home. We've done it twice now. I trust Mark. I trust Amanda. I trust the team. I trust that they'll have even a better 2019 because of able to help you out and what they're able to do for you. It's our friends at Prime Lending and PrimeLendingSC.com. John Haidt is with me today instead of Zach, or he'll be back tomorrow. Hey, John, did you see the gift that the Kansas City Royals first-round draft pick gave to his mom and dad on Twitter? Did you see this video?
That was awesome. Oh, that was awesome. I wish I could do that one day.
If anybody wants me to get out of debt, they can do that. That'd be a great present to do that. That's pretty cool.
Yes, absolutely.
One more deal here. We had a texture. I'm going to Twitter that sent us in, and yeah, and it is from the USADA.org, and in it explains what, am I saying this right, John? How would you say, Osterine?
Sure, yeah.
That thing.
That thing that's controlled the show for the last 2 hours.
Right. It is trademarked for a name of SARM, S-A-R-M, which is Selective Androgen Receptor Modulator. See, now this is where we get in trouble on the radio trying to do this, is, these types of things. It is prohibited in sports. It is banned by the World Anti-Doping Association. One of the questions on frequently asked questions on this is, do everyday products contain it? And according to the USADA.org, there are, in fact, products that contain this, but only legal ones, given that Osterine is not approved for human use or consumption in the U.S. or in any country. There are no legal medications that contain it. It is also important to note that the website says that Osterine is not a prohibited ingredient in dietary supplements. However, you should be aware that some dietary supplement manufacturers illegally put this in products and sell them as legal steroids and research-only chemicals. Moreover, they may omit this from their label entirely or misleading names to confuse consumers. For example, it may also be called something else as Enobosaram or MK2866 or GTX024. Some examples of supplements that contain this may be found on their high-risk list. You can check to find out more about this. To me, John, again, just get back to this, and I just learned this morning through our Twitter followers, that they can mislead you by putting it as a different name and also by omitting it from an ingredients list. That just seems to me like just an awful situation that you don't even know you're taking something, and yet you're going to be banned.
That's so crazy that yeah, exactly. You could be taking a something that maybe have been prescribed to you or something you feel need to take, and you have no idea that this banned substance is in there. Yeah.
Well, not prescribed now, well, because it's not any medications.
Right. I'm not like from like a trainer or something like that, you know, or if they wouldn't go off the shelf, you know. I mean, right. We have no idea how they got it. I mean, it could have been you know, consumed any number of ways.
I want to touch on this final note here in this hour, and maybe we can talk more about Clemson basketball, more about some of the bowl games, more about some of the things we saw since the Christmas break here in a second. But in thinking about this, we are extremely focused now on the time-sensitive part of this. The B samples, we'll find out the results, we think, either today or tomorrow. Clemson putting in an appeal for these guys, I'm sure, this week to be able to play by Saturday, even though I don't think that they're going to. Yeah, Clemson doesn't anticipate them playing, at least now. But at the forefront of our minds is Dexter Lawrence missing Saturday and maybe missing January the 7th in Santa Clara, California.
Right.
There's another side of this, and that is the 365-day suspension. Now, Lawrence is going, you know, to the NFL. We know this. First-round draft pick, he's leaving.
Right.
Galloway and Zach Gilla, I say it both ways because I mispronounce it and I always forget the way to pronounce it. They have eligibility left. Zach will be the second team center heading into the spring as a redshirt junior. That would be the end of his career.
Right.
Because he'd be a redshirt senior next year.
I guess unless with it being 365 days, if we're in the playoff again and that's played on New Year's Eve, he could come back for that. But yeah. I mean, exactly. His senior year would be, you know, wiped away.
This terrible is if these do hold up, then that being the case, then Hunter Rayburn, the freshman center that Clemson just signed, or Will Putnam, maybe a guy who might play some center, whatever, these guys step right into a situation where they might have to play right away.
Right.
And maybe even more pressing, think about it like this. Think about Clemson's tight end room next year.
Mm-hmm.
That already in this season, you're going to lose Mylon Richard, who's a senior.
Right.
You're going to lose Cannon Smith, who's a senior.
Yep.
And there is a chance that Garrett Williams, the starting tight end, you know, he's graduating and he is trying to make a decision whether he's going to come back and play or not.
Right. Yeah.
If he goes,
he's looking at a military career, right?
Right. If he goes, then you have J.C. Chalk and two true freshmen, and Jalen Lay and Davis Allen at tight end. That's it. So, and there's ways to get around that. I mean, maybe you move, I don't know, a Logan Rudolph. You know, maybe you move somebody else over there. Maybe I don't know who you move, but maybe you move somebody over there. But maybe you go try to sign another tight end in January, maybe, to come in and play. But you're still talking about guys hadn't played a whole lot of football.
Oh yeah, you're looking at incredibly thin position groups all of a sudden.
Which, and again, that's not the pressing matter right now. Saturday,
of course,
and hopefully January the 7th.
Right.
Boy, what a crazy event! Let me just give you a quick update on mine. Like I got word from a text message in the morning of Christmas Eve. Is that right? Yeah, Monday morning, saying potential bad news coming out today, and no idea what it was. And then when we found out what it was, that we thought only about Saturday, but then you start, the more you dive into it, the more you start thinking about it, this is a long-term effect through it all.
Right.
Just interesting, man. Just extremely interesting. Believe it or not, I have other things to talk about.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, look forward to that.
StubHub prices for other bowl games.
Okay.
Other bowl games coming up starting today. Reviewing Clemson basketball. Reviewing what Brad Burnell did for his, cementing his situation here. And maybe a little hot water for Frank Martin, maybe. He's not in great standing down in Columbia after Saturday's game.
I mean, losing three in a row to the boys in the upstate can't help.
Can't. Another quarterback's going to transfer. We'll tell you who that is. And then LeBron, kind of being LeBron in a couple different ways. We'll talk about that a little bit when we come back. My wonderful friends at Trehl want to build your next building for you. TREHEL.com. Let them take care of you. TREHEL.com. They want to build your building. They want to talk to you about building your building. It is our friends over at Trehl. 800-319-7006. There's a different way for these people to do this. They can build you in several different delivery methods, but talk to them about their better building process and about their master builder concept. That's what really works. 800-319-7006, 800-319-7006. Julio reminds me, I didn't tell the story about what happened. The Kansas City Royals player paid off his mom and dad's mortgage. You can't build that. You can't beat that. Hey, by the way, Will Huss tells me that we're in a Trehl building right now. They built this building that I'm broadcasting from right now. By the way, it's beautiful. We'll tell you much more about that in hour number three.
Another hour of great sports talk from the Priority One Security Studios. We are WCCP Clemson.